Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to a Naked Wasted episode of Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
It's Courtney from LA, and I am livid.
We just finished season 4, episode 8, Naked Wasted, and someone is pissed.
The Real Housewives of Orange County, we are doing this bonus episode because it's kind of fun to go back. I didn't realize how bad this episode is.
It's disturbing.
As we were watching, I was texting you and I was like, in the time of Me Too and Time's Up, this episode would not fly. Like, I fucking hate Tamra Judge, but after watching this episode again, I'm like, oh my God, you are my least favorite housewife of all time. Worse than Jesus Jugs. Worse than Cindy Barshop of New York. Worse than, like, any of the boors on Dallas. Worse than Teresa Giudice, who, like, stole from our government.
Well, let's just jump right into it. So we're going to start off with their taglines and kind of give you an up-to-date where they are in the season. So I'll start. This is Gina. It doesn't matter what happens in life. I do it my way. And that's because she recently is getting a divorce.
Okay. I want the power and the money. And I want them both. Woohoo! Obviously, that's Vicky.
Who is still with Dawn, and Michael and Brianna are still living in the house. They're like in high school, about to graduate.
So they're like, they're still in the back. They're still all in the background of her like opening credit.
Yeah, this is Tamara. I'm not the new girl anymore, so watch out. And it's like Simon, the four kids.
When her kids still acknowledged her. You know, I don't even care. I'm taking digs at her all episode long because. Fuck that. Okay. I love the bling. I love the jewelry. I love it all. And that's Gretchen, who
she only has in her, like, background is just her two dogs.
Her two dogs, because this is when she was with Jeff. This is, like, is this Gretchen's first season? Hold on to your daddies, girls. Gretchen's here. God, Tamara was so jealous. Gretchen also is so gorgeous. She's so young. She's like 29 or 30 because this was taped back in 2008 and she's 40 now. So math. but like I was like, she was so pretty.
Okay. And she always had like a banging body. Like she had toned arms before they were even cool. Like remember when people were just like skinny? Like I call that like skinny fat.
Skinny
like
fat, yeah.
They're like. They're skinny, but they weren't, like, in shape. But she has, like, great toned arms. But I her skin.
Mm-hmm. As someone with bad skin, I relate to her. But, okay.
She always had, there was, like, it must be, like, acne scars or current acne. Always on, is it her right side of her face?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like kind of around her lip.
But also she was only, and then like she'd have it like on her cheekbone too, like a little bit. But she's only 29, 30 at this point. So like.
I want to know how she got rid of that though.
Probably like facial peels or just like growing up. I also think it could have been from the stress.
It was more like permanent. Like she'd always have those same few pimples in the same spot.
Oh yeah. I was thinking maybe it was like stress from Jeff. We'll get into all of that, whatever. But like there's some reasons and I'm like I'm so team Gretchen on this and I never thought I'd say that.
Okay. Then I'm team Lynn. Okay. Lynn. I'm your typical Orange County housewife. I'm obsessed with being young. And then all I could think about when she said that, I was like, your kids are in porn now.
I mean, watching this and watching, it's like, obviously Naked Waste was like the big thing, but we also got like a little look into everybody's lives and just like her daughter, Raquel, the previous episode was given a brand new BMW, you know, to keep up with the Joneses. And then she's like 18. She's like, I love to drink with my friends. Like any chance I get to drink, I just like love it. I'm 18 in a bowling alley and we're pounding a bottle of like Popov.
No, okay. So basically, the episode starts with Tamara at an etiquette lesson. Ugh. And it's also, like, amazing because she looks, like, right into the camera. It was such a different time of production. Like, mm-hmm. It was more about their separate lives and more about just
like
how
families.
They're living in this gated community as families. Not that much about the interactions within the ladies and, like, the drama.
Yeah, there wasn't, like, manufactured fighting or, like, hey, if you want your ratings up kind of deal. Like, it was, like, let's just follow them around and see what happens. It was still, I think, because it was season four, it was still so relatively, like, new in this whole, like, reality phase that they didn't know what direction. I think everything just evolved, and this was just so brand new of, like, following families, seeing what they're doing. Yeah, you're totally right. More like New York, I feel
lifestyle,
like we're always
more lifestyle.
Yeah, I feel like we're always in now we're always integrated with like at least two housewives in certain scenes, but this was more just like here's my family, here's what we're doing, this is just our life. Yeah.
Well, and also okay, so it appeared that like Tamara took on this like playing the dumb blonde role and like she just came up on this rich man Simon and she'll just do whatever she wants. Mm-hmm. And
she's trailer park trash.
Yeah, but she like was trying to be like a classy lady for her man because Simon said she had to do it. Like she was so obedient to Simon and how much she's changed as a character, as a human.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you remove that belly button and you remove that personality.
Like, just admit you got a freaking tummy tuck. We know you did. That's exactly why your belly button looks like that. You got a tummy tuck.
I hate her. I don't know if I've mentioned
it. I mean, I would get a tummy tuck too. I'm willing to let my belly button look like that.
Yeah, I'm like, after I have kids, like, I'm getting that mommy makeover package every single time. Even if I'm having more, I'm like, I'm too lazy to work out.
You'll get the package.
I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be breastfeeding, you know, just like tighten me up and make me look good.
Oh, and that's another thing. The boobs out in this, every single person's boobs are like touching their chins. They're so high up and they're just so round and big and full and out. Like, yes. No clap.
And the hair is very interesting too. Like, Tamara is so, like, her hair is so unhealthy. All the girls, Gretchen's actually, like, looks the best. But all of them just, like, their hair was so bleached. And this is the time of when people are still going to tanning salons, too, because you can see it on their chests. Like, the, like, kind of wrinkly, leathery, like, freckled skin. And so, you know, they're still, like, living this life of, like, what an OC housewife is, of, like, the fake boobs. Remember when, like, Tamara, on her 40th birthday, got, like, a Rolex from Simon? Like, it just was, like, all about flaunting, like, what you have and being, like, that, like...
Well, they used to, like, in the first few seasons, they would put across the screen, like, everything about how much things cost. That was kind of the concept of the show. Like, behind the gates of these rich women's lives and see how they're living them and how extravagant they are. Mm-hmm. That was, like, the basic concept.
What came first? Was it Real Housewives of Orange County or was it Desperate Housewives?
Interesting question. I feel like it was almost at the same time.
Yeah, I'm going to look
simultaneous. Actually, Orange County probably came after because they stole, like, the holding the oranges.
Ooh, you're
from
right.
From Desperate Housewives?
Yeah, let me see if I can find Desperate Housewives. Oh, no, that's their final episode. Oh, 2004 was Desperate Housewives. And then...
Okay, so OC was...
It's probably relative...
2003.
Let's see, because if it's season 4 in 2018... Let's see, this started, sorry for the delay. I know. Guys.
Okay, I'll keep talking.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm having some problems right now.
Okay, so basically then we cut over to Lynn and Frank and they go out to dinner and they're like high as kites.
Okay, 2006.
I mean, just kidding. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I could have sworn I was watching this in high school and I graduated in 2004.
Nope. It says original episode was March 21st, 2006.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, I'll trust judgment.
It's not me. It's Google.
Okay. Wikipedia. So Lynn is wearing her signature cuff.
Who knew what a lucrative business that would turn out to be?
And she's just like, Frank is the most awesome husband. And he's like, Lynn's just like the whole package, and he like whispers, you look really hot.
Yeah, I was like, are you guys gonna like bang at the restaurant? It's actually kind of cute because I actually really liked them until we found out that they're like, one, they're horrible. They're horrible parents, and then, you know, all the like faking the money stuff and everything. It's like,
but I also think like Lynn was totally like sided by that. Like, the dad just like kept,
you think she was blindsided?
Yeah,
well, I didn't think Lynn's also think too dumb to understand it.
I mean, she wasn't paying the bills. Let's just say that.
Yeah. No, she wasn't. Not that cuff business hadn't taken off yet.
No. And she's like, you know, our girls, they like appreciate us more when we're gone. So like, it's good that we like went out, because when we come home, they just like appreciate us more. Cut to the kids at the bowling alley, and Raquel's like, tonight I'm going bowling and I haven't been in a while, so I hope I don't suck.
Wait, okay. Her line of when she's like, we're like those kids that go bowling.
Like, and her boobs are like hanging out in the confessional, and they're like her real boobs.
Yeah, she also like
16-year-old boobs. No, 18.
Raquel, now she's a suicide girl, and she goes by Sutton Suicide, and which is basically like
what's a suicide girl?
So it's kind of like, not, it's like softcore porn photos. So like, you, and then you can like pay for more. Actually, you don't watch it, but Kayla from The Real World, like after her Real World season, she started doing it too. Like, it's basically just like risque photos, I think. But anyway, she's married. She has a kid. So she seems like, I mean, obviously that's her choice in employment.
Job application?
Yeah, so whatever. If you guys, if any of you do that, great. Not judging that. I just think that Lynn, you know, Lynn was more worried about being hot than taking care of her daughters, as proved from her tagline.
No, well, okay, but then I felt like she was like a good mom. She's like, you know, I was a teenager once, and I know you girls are going out and drinking, and you just give me a call anytime you need a ride.
I think she was encouraging bad behavior the way she said it. It's more like, I don't want you to drink. Like, she should be saying, I don't want you to drink. Like, it's not okay, and you shouldn't be doing that. But if you find yourself in that situation, then you can call me. I just felt like she was like,
I think that's what she did.
No, because she just was like, you're going to drink. Like, I loved White Russians. They tasted like chocolate milk. It's like, don't talk about alcohol with
And then she's like, those are, like, so fattening, those that don't have them.
Yeah. But I'm telling you, she just wanted to be hot. Like, that's why I was like, no, Lynn. And
she's definitely, like, the cool mom. The cool mom.
She's like, yeah, she's Amy Poehler.
Happy hour!
She's like,
oh, do you want some alcohol?
I'd rather you do it in the house. they're bad. Like, I'm sorry, you can't be best friends with your kids. Kim Zolciak, are you listening?
She's on podcast one.
Oh, right. Okay, so anyway, so she's like,
But bowling scene. If we were sober, we'd be like the best. My head hurts. I'm so drunk.
I'm so drunk. Oh, my God. Like, let's go to the bathroom. And then I was, like, laughing, too, because some of the kids had their faces blurred. And I was like, yeah, smart, because you don't want to be seen as, like, that 17-year-old drinking underage, like, in a bowling alley. And the girls wanted to be famous.
I feel like they would – I mean, this would just never happen on reality TV now. This would never happen. They would never be filming – they would never film the kids separately. They're not even with the moms.
I know. And not only that is it's like, it's probably not, like, I guess they're, like, not showing them drinking, but, like, they shouldn't. I feel like you're aiding and abetting. I mean, I think that's, like, the harsh term for it, but, like, you're aiding and abetting these kids. Like, you're letting them knowingly drink. And did Raquel drive there? Like, that. This is all in the time before Uber. So, like, how are they getting places?
No. She still didn't have her license yet. They bought her the car, but she hadn't actually passed the test.
But she's 18.
I know. She's like, anyone want a cig break?
Oh, yeah.
They were also bowling with the bumpers up, which I just thought was, like also hilarious.
Yeah, and that, you know, because we're the kids that, like, go bowling. And then they, like, cut to Lynn, and she's like, I don't think the girls took the wine. They would never do that.
Maybe, like, they're friends, though. I hate when parents do that. It's like, no, that's your kids doing that.
Yeah, I'm like, have you ever...
Anytime my mom found something bad of mine, I'd be like, oh, that's so-and-so. They had me carry it for them.
But I'm like, what person, like, did you have friends that would steal from your parents? Like, clearly you're stealing from your parents. Like, my friends would never have come into my house and been like, I'm going to steal from your mom.
Yeah.
Like, it's called respect. I'm going to steal from my mom.
Yeah. I'm going to take all the vodka and fill it up with a water bottle until I can replace it again.
Okay, I just remember growing up, and one of my friends, like, we were over at her house, and we would, like, you know, she'd, like, steal the vodka, and then she'd fill it up with water, and then her mom finally was like, I'll change her name for, you know, purposes. She's like, Charlotte? And she's like, what? She's like, did you steal the vodka? She's like, I would never. And she's like, well, why is it half frozen? You know, because the water would freeze wouldn't. And you'd be like, it wasn't me. It was, like, my older brother. Like, they don't even live in the house anymore. They're 21. Like, did you steal the alcohol? And then we would just all be like, what?
Never. No, Mom. I've never had a sip of vodka in my life.
I don't even know what it tastes like.
And you're, like, wearing an Ed Hardy shirt, flared jeans, French tip nails.
Okay, oh my God, Ed Hardy and Von Dutch. Man, those were the times.
Von Dutch,
yes! And, like, the trucker hats. Dude, and, like, that. Work. Was that, like, when, like, Punk'd was cool? So, like, Ashton Kutcher was cool with his trucker hats and, like, that started, like, that whole fad? Oh, man. It's like when times were easy. All right.
Okay, so meanwhile, not easy with Gretchen because Jeff is dying and Jeff's kids are staying with her and still in the same house they live in today. And she's just like, well, he has 9 lives. And then let's talk about the age difference between them, because I thought he was 70 at the time.
So shockingly, he was only 53. There's a 23-year age difference, but
we think she's 30 and he was 53, and yeah. I thought he was 70 when I was watching this.
That guy, he looks like Sean Connery, but, like, dead. Which, RIP, because I guess he is, sorry. I still hate Tamara. And then, it just was, the relationship, here's, okay, I want you to tell me how you felt about the Jeff and Gretchen relationship, because my thoughts on it are, I think she truly did care for him. Like, I feel like she was somewhat of a caretaker for him. Like, they didn't, and then a relationship developed from it, and it was, like, an emotional thing, and he wanted
they
to
were
take...
They were only engaged.
Yeah, they
and
never
they
got
were
married.
Engaged before he had the cancer?
I don't think so.
So I'd be very curious about that. And also, she really didn't leave her, like, much at all.
Right. No, like, I think because they were
going to get... Was she a real estate broker before?
I think What's so. Her job? Yes, I think you're right. But I feel like, so she, like, took care of him. And I think that he just, like, I think they really just did develop, like, a friendship from it. And he's like, I want to take care of you. And so I think there were plans to do all of this. But I also think when, did you go to Bass Lake? Like, she did go with that guy. And that guy was also her boyfriend. Jay.
Right.
Photo Glau. Why I can remember these and I can't remember my mom's phone number. I'll never know. But besides the point.
No, and then Jay, like, she had to get, like, a cease and desist against him.
Like a restraining order. He, like, went crazy.
Stalking her. Yeah.
Yeah, like, to prove what? Like, cool? Like, you guys had a relationship? Like, come on. We know, as we know from Naked Wasted, they weren't having sex and they hadn't for 8 months. So she's obviously getting it from somewhere else.
Yeah.
So I just, I think she did care about Jeff, though, and she seemed to have a good relationship with his kids, which is very nice, because I think some of those gold diggers aren't always there for the kids. Remember?
It was just really kind of sad to watch. Like, and that's why she got so drunk at this party. Like, she wanted to escape a little bit.
Oh, for sure.
Well, and also because Ryan was
rapey Ryan up. Is so disgusting. That fucking trash of a family. I know we'll get there, but I am so... disgusting.
She was livid.
But remember, I'm going to throw it back, which we can then segue into our next part. Tammy Knickerbocker's ex-husband, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
Lou.
The OC Angels.
Yes. Lou was married to, like, I think it was, like, a mail order Thai bride.
It was definitely Thai.
Yeah. And they got married. And when he passed away, everything was left to her. And he literally left nothing to his daughters. And that's, like, the gold digger route. Like, and they literally were, like, they were, like, I felt like they were, like, almost homeless. Because I think they were, like, living in a home that he provided them. Like, it was a really bad situation.
My friend recently saw her, the younger daughter. And she's, like, a bartender, like, in Orange County.
Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lindsay.
And they, like, recognized her from the show, and she's like, yeah, that was me. I was like, oh my god, this is so sad.
She's like, wow, you recognize me from a show from 12 years ago? Because, like, weren't they only on the first season or something? But anyways, but Lou also...
But then she kind of became a friend of.
Yeah, when she was dating that one guy that they had the kid with each other.
He was really hot.
He was really cute. I want to say his name was, like, Slade, too, but it wasn't. But it was, like, something random, like, a weird name like that.
And then, like, Gina Keough, like, had, like, this weird relationship with him. She always had, like, the weird relationships, like, with the husband. Like, inappropriate.
Yeah, but, so then, Lou also...
Dawn, when Vicky's away, the mice can play.
I remember when Tamara and Simon started getting divorced, she took Simon's side.
Yes.
Like, she always is, like, she's been, like, physically or, like, emotionally trained to, like, always think the man is right. That's another story.
One more thing. Remember when she had the interior designer that she made friends
Frankie.
With and started Frankie and started having him live in Vicky's rental?
Yes. And she was supposed to be redoing Vicky's house and, like, just was, like, smoking cigs and doing nothing in it.
He was, like, a fan of the show. It was so good.
Oh my God, the show is so good. So then, okay, so going back to Lou. Lou was also the founder of the OC Angels, where two girls got in a fight. Brianna was a part of it. Lindsay was a part of it. Well, they make an appearance in this episode. And you might not notice it, but when Vicky goes to Chicago, and here's where
Billy's
the creep...
House.
Where, this is the creepiest part. She goes to her brother Billy's house, and on his fireplace mantle is a photo of the OC Angels. Can we discuss that?
In their red dresses. I was dying.
Their red satin, like, Windsor dresses. Remember that store, Windsor?
No.
Oh, my God. Windsor was, like, where you went. It was like a high-end Forever 21, like a cheaper cachet.
Like a wet seal.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. I've been using Ouai products for years. It's O-U-A-I, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Ouai. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Yes, but it had like, but it was like where you would go for like, you wouldn't go for prom dresses. You would go for like
homecoming.
Our homecoming was always dress up, but like you would go for like the lesser fancy dresses. It was more like the cocktail style.
Okay.
But
no, we didn't have that store here.
Oh, well, that's like what they were wearing. And then I'm like, oh, that's cute. It's like in Vicky's mom's house because Brianna's there. And then I'm like, this is Billy's house. Why are there 5 18-year-old girls in sexy little red dresses on his fireplace mantle?
So creepy. Because Vicky sent it to him and was like, put this on your mantle. Yeah, Do you love me?
I need you to tell me you love me. I need affirmation. It was like, and then it was also very foreshadowing sad, though.
It was sad because we get to see Vicky's mom, and Vicky's mom's like being hilarious to Vicky. She's like, Vicky, I don't like to come and visit you. You just work all day. It's so boring.
Yeah. She's like, and Vicky's like, all she wants from Vicky is like one of those people that she like comes back to Chicago and she thinks she's like a star, right? Because like she's, you know, on this Bravo show.
On so the
she's
cameras.
Like, she's like, I'm here. Like, it's me, Vicky, the star. Guys, give me attention. And like, nobody's like giving her any attention because they don't care. And she's like, yeah. Where's like my red carpet? Where's the, like, didn't you guys see me? I went to Colorado with Michael and I crashed his party and I did a keg stand. Did you guys not see that episode? My love tank, it was full at that point. Like, they and then just, she's like, don't care.
But this was also the time, well, she still does this, where she's like, well, I have to work. Like, to maintain a good lifestyle, I have to work. Mom, you were a princess. You never had to work. Like, Dad just treated you like a princess. But Dawn doesn't treat me like a princess. I have to work. And if I want all this, the monies and the vacations and the lifestyle, it just doesn't come out of nowhere, Mom.
Mm-hmm. She's like, Billy's your favorite. You're buying him tablecloths. I want you to buy me a tablecloth. I'm like, okay, so Vicky's love languages are affirmations. She needs word of affirmations, but she also needs gifts. Those are her love languages.
Right. Wait, and then she like literally is like, Mom, I love you. And the mom says, thank you. She's like, Mom! You don't say thank you when I say I love you. You have to say I love you back. Say, Mom, do you love me? Tell me you love me.
It was also very sad, though, because the mom's like, I'm not going to be around that much longer. Like, you should move back to Chicago, spend more time with me here. And I was like, oh. That made me very sad.
She lived for 10 more years.
No, I don't think so. When did she pass? Like, probably that's season 4. She probably passed in season 6 8.
Years ago. I feel it was like, at, she got the phone call. At Shannon Bedore's bunko party. God, that was raw.
Oh, that was tough.
That's a really sad moment.
Ugh, but it's just like watching these, when we watch these shows back
My parents say this about to me all the time, though. They're like, oh, when I'm taking a dirt nap.
I've never heard that one.
Oh, my dad calls it the dirt nap. And then my mom will, when I'm 6 feet under, you're going to say, I wish I did this. Like, every day at my
mom self. Always says that. She's like, you know, one day I won't be here. And I'm like,
yeah,
okay. I'm like, you know, you're making me feel guilty. And I'm like, I've literally just spent the last like 48 hours with you. And she's like, well, you should spend 72. I'm like, okay, your parents are the same, but my mom would love if I moved back in with her. Girlfriends. Oh, yeah. She'd be like, she always goes, Courtney, if you moved in, like, I swear, I would never bother you. Like, you would just come home, you would go to your room, like, I will even put in, like, a separate doorway for you. Like, I will never have to know your hair except that I know your hair. My mom, every time I stay the night, 7 a.m., comes into my room, is like, hi, what do you want to do today? Are you up yet? You're not up yet? Well, it's time to get up. Like, let's do some things. Or, like, I'll be like, Mom, I'm going to bed. And she's like, okay, like, we'll go to bed. And then she'll, like, an hour later come in, she'll be like, are you still up? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? God. What are you watching? I'm like, did you want to hang out with me and the dog here? She said, oh my God, thanks for asking. Yeah, I would love to. I'm like, so when you say all of that, I don't think that actually means you'd leave me alone if I moved in.
Right. Oh God. Not healthy.
Oh, come on. I love I'm obsessed with my mom. maybe too unhealthy. Just, anyways, that's a story for my therapist. Moving on.
Okay, so then we're getting ready for Tamara's big party, and she brings over Brian from Top Chef.
Brian Mullarkey, who I had such a crush on in that season of Top Chef.
He went pretty far, didn't he?
Yeah, I think he got like third or fourth place. But now he has popular restaurants. They're called Herringbone. So they have one in San Diego, and then they opened one, I think, in the Montage in L.A. Oh. So he's still doing pretty well for himself.
Okay. So Tamara has like these awful bangs, and she's like, okay, I'm going to have a fancy but not stuffy party. And it's going to be kind of like then basically Simon hijacks the party. Oh, because
that's where we should have known where Simon was a fucking asshole.
Yeah, so he just is on this tequila venture, so they want to include that in the party.
Oh, is that why? Is he not? Yeah. At this point, he's done. He got fired from Fletcher Jones Mercedes-Benz?
Yes.
Okay.
I think. And he's like, he just started controlling the party. And he's like, what's the theme? And then they're like, well, what kind of flowers? She's like, I kind of like earthy flowers. He's like, no, we need elegance. Yeah. And then she's like, well, you know what? You can just take over and tell me what to wear. And she's like, totally content with doing that. I was like, ooh.
Yeah. So also, this was like the time to, well, when we get to the party, it's like, this is clearly when Tamara was a big fan of leopard print. Because in the opening credits, she's wearing a leopard print dress. These are three separate incidences, like different outfits. When she's at the etiquette class in the beginning, she's wearing a leopard dress. And then at this dinner party, she's wearing a third different leopard dresses. And like, I understand having different like black dresses for occasions, but like how many leopard print dresses do you need? She's not Lisa Rinna.
No. And then she's like Swiffering in them.
Yeah. I feel like Joan Crawford. She definitely
like the Real Housewife.
Yeah.
And
I felt like I felt these early seasons for Tamara, like she was definitely playing a role.
Yeah, the dumb blonde housewife role, and like just be obedient to your husband, and then she like found a voice through Vicky.
But she's so jealous of Gretchen.
Yeah, well, because her like original tagline was like, "I'm the hottest housewife in the OC."
Yeah,
and then Gretchen came along, and she's like, "Woo!"
But she could have still been the hottest. Your husband. Yeah, she could have still been the hottest though, because Gretchen wasn't married at that point.
I wonder how old. So Tamara's 40.
Yeah, because she had her 40th birthday party, right? Well, in one of the seasons. So she's around 40 at some point. She's probably like 38 or something when she started.
No. I think this because Quinn was at the 40th birthday party.
Oh my God, on the Quinn. Boat.
And so Gretchen still wasn't on it yet. So yeah, she's in her early 40s. Okay,
so she's 40, 41 at this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then, you know, their house looks great. But the funny thing is, too, is like they were definitely like they were way spending beyond their means.
Oh,
like 100%. All for the cameras. They weren't actually rich.
I want to say Tamara is actually 50 years old now. 50 yeah. Now. She, I still fucking hate her, but she looks good for 50.
She's had a facelift.
I know, but I'm just saying like. She looks good for 50. That's all.
Yeah.
Heather Dubrow is 49. Okay. Just fun facts. Okay. For you. Okay, moving on.
So then, like, everyone, like, shows up to the party. Gretchen's wearing, like, that infamous red dress.
It's like Sonia's Saint-Tropez dress, but it's Gretchen's version because she's always a little bit country in Texas.
Totally. And so Ryan's there. He's 22. And Tamara's he's volunteering, you know.
He's going to be the bartender.
He just finished bartender school. And they also, like, preface the party with, you know, Gretchen has had a lot of stress on her hands. She's been going to yoga, but she feels, like, guilty even to go to yoga. Or, like, anytime she does anything fun, she feels guilty about because everyone's, like, thinking, why isn't she with Jeff? Why isn't she at the hospital? Ooh. And so this is that was, like, they cut to, do you go to Bass Lake? Mm-hmm.
The infamous.
But, you know, she also is just like, you know, life's passing me by. And Jeff says he doesn't want to live anymore. And it's just so sad. So she's kind of, she has a lot on her mind. So going to this party.
It's supposed to be a release for her. Yeah. She's, like you said before, it's definitely a release for her. But so they're, and it's just like, you could tell because it's like, guys, it's okay that you're not classy. Like, stop. Like, anybody that's watching this party can see. It's like, you can't put, you can put lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
Right.
Well, and, they're and trying. Vicky, and in Vicky's like, face, Miss Piggy.
Ooh,
Slate Smiley.
Slate Smiley in the house.
Okay. Well, they're all pretending like they like the oysters. I'm like, none of them like the oysters, but they think it's elegant, so they'll like keep on swallowing them.
They're like, I heard an oyster is an aphrodisiac. Like, it's just, yeah. And then Vicky,
and then they're all saying they don't like sushi, which is like mortal sin.
Like, how do you not like sushi?
I want some sushi for dinner tonight.
Oh my god, I would love sushi. I might postmate some sushi. Besides the point. Yeah. Okay. But yeah, so Tamara, so, oh yeah, so all the kids, so this is like, this is early, remember Yolanda had a dinner party and she put like hearts next to the people she liked on their on their place cards? And so Tamara did this too, where Tamara had a nickname of hot. It was like, and then Vicky had a nickname of woohoo, and then everybody else was, they were just, they didn't get one.
And then, but like, Simon gave one to Gretchen.
How like, dare he?
He's like, okay, well, you can be greedy Gretchen. I was like, oh. And this is the time where these people just said this shit to each other's faces. And now if you said a comment like that, that would be like all season long, this one comment live forever.
It would be, and like, it'd be greedy date. They're
casually at a dinner party and greedy Gretchen comes out, no big deal.
Yeah, and then Tamara does a toast and she's like, you guys aren't just my friends. I consider, oh my God, I'm going to cry. I consider you family. And Lynn's like, did she forget I was here?
And then Lynn's like, let's just choose to hotness.
Yeah, and she's
she like, she's kind of like a Paris Hilton.
Yeah, she's like,
she just wants to be hot.
Yeah, and then Lynn
doesn't care
like,
what else is going on.
Yeah, and then Simon's like, what's a doobie? Or like, ask Lynn, like, oh, did you guys like smoke doobies before? And she's like, what's a doobie? Like the Doobie Brothers? I'm like, what are you watching The Office? Do you remember when Michael Scott would be like, having a doobie with my brothers, the Doobie Brothers.
But Simon basically was like, you guys are like way too laid back.
Yeah.
And too much in love. He's like, well, me and Tamara fake it. And he says that out loud. And we really knew they did.
Uh-huh. And yet they're like holding hands this whole dinner on the tabletop. Like, I was like, this is so awkward. But then like they all, you know, and this is why also it's like you don't need to be classy. It's like you don't, at a classy dinner party, you're not taking shots.
No.
Like, but Ryan keeps giving Gretchen shots. Tamara, your son told me to take it down.
Right. No, but then this is like,
fuck this. This is when I literally, my rage started. I was
okay. So because Tamara had this all planned. Like, this is why she's still on reality TV, because she was like whispered to Vicky. She didn't want the cameras to hear it, I don't think. She's like, we're gonna get Gretchen wasted, naked, wasted.
I was like, fuck this bitch. I'm sorry. Like,
I mean, it was kind of like a little bit scary though. Like the way they were doing it. Like, they gave her a ton of shots.
Like, and listen, then, am
Gina and Lynn were kind of getting like, this is kind of getting weird now, guys.
Like, can I drink a lot and do I probably have a problem, but like admitting the problem is the first step? It's like, yeah. But even I was watching that going, too much. Too much. And what pisses me off is I'm like, who pimps out their rapey little fucking ugly piece of shit son?
No, it was like pretty creepy. But then Gretchen,
I think Gretchen was
being really got like sexualized. She got a little bit horny.
Yeah, like when she was like,
she was like, trying to keep up being like sexy, like with the like spoon in her mouth.
Okay,
like,
but I was also laughing because Tamara wanted to be sexy when she was trying that, and then Gretchen was like, "Oh, do you mean this?" And you know, Tamara was like, "God, fuck, she did that way better than me. Like, I'm now get her another shot. I'm taking her down." Like, her mission.
Yeah, no, she's like egging her on.
It was so, I just was like so.
And
disgusted.
She makes like a Tamara like makes like a blowjob face like at the whole table, like, what, like, Gretchen's gonna give your son a blowjob? Like, this is, like, creepy.
Well, not only that, at one point, Lynn was like, hey, Gretchen, I don't think you should take that. And Tamara literally pulls back into her chair and leans behind Lynn and looks at Gretchen and is like, take the shot. Like, I was like,
no,
Tamara. You're not a friend. And then it was like, okay, I was, like, getting so creeped out because then at one point, some, like, Gretchen was like, oh, is this, like, a thing, who, like, to cleanse my palate? Ooh, am I supposed to be cleansing my palate? And Tamara goes, hey, who wants to cleanse Gretchen's palate? And rapey fucking Ryan is standing in that doorway, and he literally raises his hand, and I'm like, Are you fucking kidding me? Like, you are a 22-year-old piece of shit. Like, why don't you go take your little tattoo that says Nugget and get the fuck out of this house? Go find your next wife on Instagram. Get the fuck out of here. How dare you? Like, also, it's such a disrespect in the fact that you know that she's engaged. Like, it's so, yeah, the no. whole thing is, like, so disrespectful. And if that was my kid, I'd be like, this is so inappropriate. You need to leave.
Thank God he didn't. At one point, Ryan offers to drive Gretchen home. I'm like, oh my God.
No, it's just thank like.
Thank God that didn't happen.
No, so then, like, they're, like, getting wasted and, you know, just. Then
there's, okay, but she's, like, really touchy on Ryan. She's giving him a hug. She has her arms around him. And then it's like, I'm just care. Like your mom. That's why you like me. Wait, how old are you? And she's, like, rubbing his neck. And then she's like, does he have a girlfriend? Does Simon, she doesn't even know his name. She's like, does Simon have a girlfriend? And they're like, you mean Ryan? Like, what's going on? And then they're giving her more and more and more alcohol. She's like, the tequila was like, Tamra!
Tamra! I'm like,
and Lynn's like, please stop. Please stop. Let's get her a cab. We can drive her home. And Gina's trying to help, and Gina's pulling away the alcohol. And then meanwhile, Tamra and Ryan are like, continuing to shove it down her throat.
It's so, I'm just telling you, it's so gross. Then at like one point, like they're by the bar and he like puts his right. arm around her and it's like way too close to her ass and he's like, you're hot. And she's like, your mom is so hot. And he goes, yeah, she is hot. And I'm like, ew, this is why this family is all types of fucked up. I'm sorry. Like, I would never, ever be like, yeah, my mom, like, or my dad's hot.
Yeah, it's creepy. It's
like,
creepy.
That's called, you guys have problems, and, like, I saw Psycho with the Bates, and that's what you guys are.
Yeah.
You guys it are... Was, and then, like, so then after two, they're, like, in the kitchen, and the daughter that doesn't talk to Tamra anymore is in there, and they're, like, talking to her, and then Gretchen's like, where's Spencer? And you see fucking creepy little Ryan standing behind her, and he leans into her and goes, let's go find Spencer.
Oh my God, it's so creepy. It's so creepy.
It's so creepy. And then she like does. She gets up with him and I'm like, it's just so like, clearly she's blacked out and you guys are perpetuating this horrible behavior. Like, I'm telling you, I'm so disgusted.
Tamra says she's never seen someone so wasted except for herself.
Yeah, and so then they go upstairs and Tamara's like,
and they're in a bathroom together.
Yeah, and Gretchen goes like, I have to go potty. Yeah, so they go to the bathroom and then it's like, hey, Ryan, no means fucking no. No means no.
That's weird.
And yeah. Then he's like, she's like, you can't make out with me. You can't hug me. You can't kiss me. And I don't even care if she's being like a little flirty. Like, he's like, why not? Let me. Come on, just a peck. Just like that. And I'm like, no, fuck you.
Literally fuck says, you. Because I'm engaged to a very nice man. She's like, you're a cute guy and you turn me on. But no.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm sorry. Like, it just angered me so much that I'm like, no, no. No, in a time of, like,
where consent is a huge thing. I bet he, like, kissed her cheek for sure. Because she said, nice try, but no.
Yeah, well, he was
you're trying, cute, though.
He was trying to make out with her neck. And I don't care. It's like, and you can't even blame, like, oh, she's giving me mixed signals. It's like, the girl is blacked out. Okay. Like, she is blacked the fuck out, and she's going to pretend the next day that she wasn't until she watches back that episode. And I guarantee she was so fucking embarrassed watching that, thinking to herself, I don't remember a single thing.
Horrified. But, I mean, the actions of the other people were the most horrifying part.
But that's what's so gross.
I mean, at least Lynn and Gina stepped up. I think Vicky kind of just...
Vicky didn't. The other way. Vicky just was like, "Eh, whatever. Like, she'll hang herself, kind of deal."
She's like, "I don't even care about Gretchen. Like, who cares? She just wants to be the center of attention. Over it."
She's like, "And we all want to be the center of attention, but we can't always be."
Mom, love me.
Yeah.
Don't say thank you.
Yeah, but I just was like, this. It's just so disgusting, and Tamara's so disgusting, and the fact that this hasn't been brought up, like, I feel like we won't on Bravo, and maybe we will, but I haven't seen it recently, is that they will not show that. I feel like they're not going to show that episode again.
Never.
Like, not in these times. Like, it's just so disgusting.
Hulu, guys.
Yeah, this is on Hulu, so if you want to watch it, it's on Hulu. But, like, it's just so disgusting that one, that the cameras were okay with this happening. Like, this would not, this would
never happen.
Producers would totally intervene now. Like, it's just so gross. And I'm just so, like, you don't follow her to the bathroom. And then when he walks out of the bathroom, he has this fucking smirk on his face and he's wiping his lips as if, like, what, you go down on Gretchen and, like, you're just like, oh, letting things be. Like, Gretchen walked out of that, walking into the walls, and I was like, oh, fuck. I felt bad.
How her heels were still on were, like, ridiculous.
I know, but I felt bad. Like,
do you think she really spent the night at the house? Because that's what they claimed.
I feel like she probably passed out on the couch, and Ryan probably tried to, like, I bet Simon at one point told Ryan he needed to leave. Like, yeah. Go to his room. Like, I feel like that happened. And I bet she woke up at, like, 3 or 4 a.m. and was like, where the fuck am I? And she hopped in a cab and went home.
Yeah.
But it's just so disgusting. Like, when they're like, oh, Lynn said she would, but Tamara said she's sleeping over. And I said I would call her a cab, but she said no, she wanted to sleep over. And I'm like, I'm sorry, what?
You just pull your friend at that point.
Like,
we got to go home. My husband's driving you. You're going to go home. I'm going to put you to bed.
Yeah, and like,
that's what good friends do.
And I would be like, you are on camera and you will regret this. We're going home. Like,
horrifying.
That's so disgusting. I just was so. But it was
so fun to rewatch this. Like,
no, not for me.
Just such a different show.
Nope.
Such a different show.
I did not. No,
not that part. Just like the whole, like, Lynn and the style and just the evolution of the show.
It's, yeah, it's not really Rapey Ryan. Rapey Ryan can get the fuck out. Like, Tamara needs to go. This is just like. More about why I hate her so much. Like, she's just bad. She's just bad. Okay, but it was, like you said, it was fun. These bonus episodes are always fun. So if you want to watch this because you're just listening to this and you haven't watched it yet, season 4, episode 8, you can find it on Hulu. Naked Wasted. Yes, Naked Wasted. We hope you enjoyed this.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be, like, never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water? 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time, and it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit 1 million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.